Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the valiant and ready to be vaccinated people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, January 24th, 2021, featuring our scripture readings. As always, though, let's begin with prayer. Perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, so shine in us and through us. Let your word, read and proclaimed, enlighten our hearts and minds, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of your justice and mercy. Amen. The book of Jonah is short and wonderful. I urge you to read the whole thing. It won't take long. It was apparently written after the Jewish exile, when it seemed some of the Israelite people became quite nationalistic, like they were better than people from other nations. Like Jonah, they wished God would destroy the nations perceived as enemies. Sounds familiar somehow. Anyway, the story of Jonah is meant as a rebuke to that smallness of vision and to teach God's people that God cares for other peoples as well as for them. It's a lesson worth remembering. Now, our reading picks up after God's first call to Jonah had been refused. Reading from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Listen for God's word to us today. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 more days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then he had a proclamation made in Nineveh. By the decree of the king and his nobles, no human being or animal, no herd or flock shall taste anything. They shall not feed, nor shall they drink water. Human beings and animals shall be covered with sackcloth, and they shall cry mightily to God. All shall turn from their evil ways and from the violence that is in their hands. Who knows? God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed God's mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and God did not do it. So ends the first reading. In today's gospel reading from Mark, the earliest gospel, we hear the first public words of Jesus as he proclaims his mission statement and calls his first disciples. Listen again for the word of God in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.